Like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. April 24th, the time is 4:58. Roll call, please.
Congressman Hamilton. Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Present.
Next item on the agenda is prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we just ask that you look down upon this new committee as we serve the Osage people and the legislative branch. We ask that you look down upon all of our Osages wherever they may be. Keep them safe, Lord, and out of harm's way. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. There are none. Next item on the agenda is travel. We have.
Congressman Seaborn, there's two.
Okay.
Move to approve Congressman Seaborn's travel to Shawnee, Oklahoma, in the amount of $149.99.
Second.
Motion on the floor, the second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. And that one there. Move to approve Congresswoman Edwards' travel to attend the ABA convention from August 9th to 13th in the amount of $1,296.
Motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Wait, yes. Let me have discussion on this and the last one. That's the amount. This one, there is sufficient funds in the last one for Supernaw. And this is the amount that's left for me, so I'm taking the amount that's left.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
Do you have something to attach to show something about the ABA condition?
I will when I get it to figure out how to print.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
What's the acronym ABA?
American Bar Association.
Thank you.
Congressman Hamilton? Anything else?
No.
Okay. Motion on the floor, there's a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No opposed, motion carries. Next item on the agenda is payables. We have one payable request for the Osage Nation Code Volumes 1 through 3 in the amount of $16,200. Chair will entertain a motion.
To approve?
To approve.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by, yes, sir.
Are we assure ourselves we have $16,200 in our account?
Eli.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, you do. The question I have for the committee is the plan for that to come out of the code fund, which is located within the legislative branch, or within the legislative branch professional fees?
Is it code fund? No, not this one. This was something from last year.
These are different.
Where was it appropriated to?
The $12,200 that was appropriated this session was appropriated to the Osage Nation Code Fund.
It was $26,200.
$26,200.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the $16,200.
Correct. Those are separate amounts.
Where was this appropriated to?
To my knowledge, this specifically was not appropriated.
So, what do you mean it wasn't appropriated? Yeah, so it's part of the professional fees line item, I guess, of the. Okay, I'm going to amend my motion to come from the professional fees line item of the Osage Nation Congress.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item on our agenda is P&P changes. We have Congresswoman Edwards.
Under current rules 7.1.03, I move to amend that section to state to include an amount to purchase so that the so that it will read as follows.
This is change in policy and procedures. Is that correct? P&P changes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So do we need copies of the policies? I don't have one.
He got this. Congresswoman Edwards, will you elaborate on what this P&P changes?
So
1.03, current, it says legislative branch equipment.
So you go to your PMP, look at rule 1.03.
We don't have our rules, so we just want to.
I thought you were going to read them.
Can I get a copy of the proposed rule change? Oh, thank you.
It's kind of messed up because it's not the states. Okay, it says, upon election hire, each legislative branch member employee will be provided a computer and/or iPad to enable communication and to further the responsibilities of the position. Cell phones are addressed in the next section, I'm not really sure why it says that. But now it'll say, upon election hire, each legislative branch member employee shall be, will be provided an amount to purchase a computer and/or iPad to enable communication and to further the responsibilities of the position. So we've been deciding how much is the amount and what you're going to get, and that's what this does. Says that you're not going to get a computer. This one's written, I think, when you got somebody else's computer. So that's my motion.
What's, can you reiterate your motion? Is it just this first one?
Mm-hmm, that's the first one.
You're just going to start.
Yes.
Okay.
And how would it be?
I'll come get more, okay, all right.
On election hire, each legislative branch member employee will be provided an amount to purchase a computer and/or iPad to enable communication and to further the responsibilities of the position.
Meaning, there's a, you'll be provided, there's a computer here available to staff, right, or us or anybody?
Well, we have a.
What's this going to enable us to do?
It'll enable when you're elected.
Yes.
Maybe we should take the hire and the employee out. When you're elected, you get $1,700 to, towards your purchase of a computer.
Does this conform with the AG recommendation?
The AG didn't, I don't think the AG does that, the next one does that.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to amend it to strike hire and strike employee. So it'll read, strike slash hire, strike slash employee, and after provided, insert an amount to purchase.
Can I ask your motion?
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Any more discussion? Congressman Walker?
Just curious, what does this amendment do?
It will read, upon election, each legislative branch member will be provided an amount to purchase a computer or iPad to enable communication and to further the responsibilities for the position.
Okay, I'm just curious, jumping ahead to the next amendment, or do they kind of go hand in hand?
Not really. I guess they could.
They will be allocated an amount to purchase? Okay.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No opposed, motion carries. Next one.
All right, in the second sentence, line 225. I'm sorry, 255. Strike lines 255 and insert right, 255 and 259, and insert. A notice should be posted on the legislative branch website, which provides a deadline to bid to purchase, and also provide for any known defects, parentheses, doesn't work, broken leg, etc., comma, and the condition of the item, the delivery place, and the acceptable forms of payment. So this says, after section B says surplus property may be offered for sale, coordinated through the budget analyst. This strikes all the stuff about the, it strikes those lines about the data processing equipment. And then it says that a notice will be posted on the legislative branch website, which provides a deadline to bid to purchase and also provide for any known defects in the condition of the item, the delivery place, and acceptable forms of payment.
So, check your motion?
That's my motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, we're changing attorney assistant, first assistant attorney general opinion. It keeps changing about this section. This just gets rid of it, so then there's not that question. Now it says that surplus property shall be published and offered for sale.
Congressman Walker?
I think we ought to get this right. I'm not saying it wasn't right before, but we had some negative feedback in the form of attorney general opinions. What's it look like? What would the process look like now?
Actually, we don't have any attorney general opinions on this. We have the second speaker, meaning the assistant principal chief, obsessed with this and keep going over and talking to whoever will listen to him about changing this rule. So the rule, we've had several recommendations. We don't like it this way, we don't like it that way, we don't like it the other way. Here comes the third recommendation, which now says anybody can purchase, will advertise the surplus equipment once it's declared surplus, and that you have to advertise the condition it's going to be in. And as we know, it might, in the case of electronic equipment, have the hard drive removed, and you have to let them know that. And then, but it could be that we have a chair that doesn't have a leg on it, whatever we have in the way of surplus equipment. You give the condition, you give the delivery place. If you want to buy the chair with the broken leg on it, you've got to come to Congress to pick it up, or maybe we'll mail it to you. And that's it. All coordinated through the budget analyst, just like it was before.
Congressman Hamilton?
Mr. Gill, can I ask you your take on this, since you've had dealings with the AG about this surplus property situation?
Their concerns were twofold. One, that the public wasn't able to purchase the property, so they didn't have, I tried to make the argument that they could purchase the same or similar equipment online. It wasn't the exact same computer, but I mean the same type of computer online. They still were uneasy with that, so I take it that's what this is pointed at. I do have some concerns about where we're going to. One, can our website handle this, and who is going to administer this auction process? And then two, the second thing that they had a concern about was how we came up with the value of the equipment. They didn't seem to have any faith in our formula for valuing the equipment. They were concerned that in the one case that we have had, there was an extra investment made in a piece of equipment for additional equipment, but it wasn't devalued like the rest of the equipment was. They said that they didn't feel that our evaluation process was appropriate. So those are the two things. Make it available to the public and have a reliable evaluation process that, you know, might be used by other similar type entities, other government entities or corporations.
Congressman Hamilton?
Mr. Potts, you place the value on the equipment, correct?
Yes, sir.
Did anyone ever call you about it, about your formula?
No, sir.
No one's ever asked you?
No. Other than communications with the legislative council.
Congressman Edwards?
No one from the Big Heart Times even called us to ask in your stories to find out that piece of surplus equipment we were talking about needed to be fixed for $1,000 just to make the insides work, not to mention the outside, but that wasn't the important part of that story, apparently.
Well, in my opinion, I think that electronics should go, the surplus should go through executive branch IT department, but that's just my opinion. I think that that's the appropriate place for the all Osage Nation, be it executive branch, legislative branch, judicial branch, that the surplus for electronics should be done through the IT department, because I think that they are the most qualified individuals to tell us what's the value of something, and that would be, that's my, it's just my own opinion.
But they don't do that. They wipe it out and throw it away.
Well, we haven't asked.
Yes, we have asked, and I could, and I put a law in on surplus equipment.
I remember, it got vetoed.
Because they, and the reason being.
That was under a different administration.
But the reason being, we don't do surplus equipment. We wipe it and throw it away. It wasn't even, that's the official word on what the surplus property.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor with a second. Trey, do you, in your opinion, do you think that this change is in line with the AG's?
Please don't call it the AG's opinion, because it's not an opinion.
The AG's response?
Concern.
Response to said activities when it regards surplus in the legislative branch?
Yeah, it's, I mean, as far as, if you're making it available to the public on the website, then yes, that would address that concern.
Okay, thank you. Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Motion carries. Next item on our agenda is request on additional space. I don't even know what this means.
I know what it means.
Okay.
So, we're continuing to work to get the break room remodeled. In the course of that, we talked about trying to acquire some additional space that the, when the Bureau of Indian Affairs, when the Realty Office was contracted, they have space freed up in part of their offices. So, we asked, several of us asked, if they would have space, would they would have to fill that space, and their answer is yes. So there's some contiguous space along the back to our area.
And you're wanting to utilize it.
And we want to be able, we want to take that off their hands and utilize that for enough, for a break, for a meeting room, and then there'd be one extra room, which I don't know what it would be for, but it might be for storage for that matter. Which would, but what we need to know is if that's gonna happen, we should leave a place in our break room for a door that could go through to there. Otherwise, we don't have to, but I would hate for us to put up cabinets all on that wall only to find out that we might want a door there.
It's my understanding that we have to provide a break room for the VIA, so there needs to be a door.
Well.
That's my understanding.
I don't know about that. Has anybody seen the lease?
The, right after, this is speaking for a long distant memory, but right after I got here, there was a memorandum of understanding drafted. I believe that it did require.
Are they paying for that or something?
I think they pay as well. It's a shared space, so.
So we need to explore that.
Okay. So your request is in the form of a motion?
Yeah, move to request, for the second speaker to request additional space for the Congress contiguous to this current space. I.e. a storage room. What did they say the other thing was?
They said that it was filed, they have file cabinets in there right now, but that was the room that they were considering.
It's a smaller room, and then there's a larger space. It's got cabinets and file cabinets, and maybe somebody's in there.
Okay.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Motion carries. Next item on our agenda is Pahuska Chamber discussion. Congressman Walker, I'll let you have the floor.
Yeah, I asked Congressman Hamilton a week or so ago about
considering buying a congressional table at the Husky Chamber Gala. In the past, the nation has had a table, multiple tables. It's kind of fluctuated. Gaming has typically had a table there before. I know the executive branch has at different times in the past. Last year, there were no Osage Nation tables that I can remember. I was asked by quite a few people in the community. It's an event that is attended by, I don't want to exaggerate, but cut it short, there's probably a couple hundred people that go to it. State legislators, county commissioners, it's a big event. Representatives from Bartlesville, Tri-County Tech. Anyway, it's a big event here in Pawhuska. It supports the local Chamber of Commerce, and I just feel like the nation needs to have representation there, and I don't want to rely on the executive branch. It's my understanding that they've not got a table this year, and
where are the farmers?
I think it's something that we should do. I think the nation should have representation there, and Congressman Hamilton does have a form. It's an eight topper. It's $800. Doesn't require committee action. It is under $1,000. I know there's three or four or five people that are going to be in California this weekend. So I'm used to dealing with that kind of.
He says it's going to be a wee wee party.
Yeah.
Is it Saturday?
Yes, sir. It's Saturday evening, and it really is. It's grown over the years.
Congressman Hamilton and Congresswoman Edwards.
Just to add to what he's saying, I did call today to verify some things. The table is 600, I thought it was 8, but it's 6. And the nation is not, as of today, the nation has not purchased the table. And I did send an email out to Congress last week, I believe, just to see if any interest was there.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So the chief asked the Congress to consider a table sponsorship for the Dreams 2 Degrees dinner or a donation. And I said we don't do donations, but if we were going to do a table sponsorship, I thought that it would go through foundation because I thought that's where we were sending those things. I am unclear why the chief on behalf of the nation is not purchasing a table at our Chamber of Commerce event. I agree that the nation should be involved with that. I do not agree that it's the Congress's position as a legislative body to have to promote the nation through funding that we didn't set aside. Where do you want this to come out of?
The appropriate line item.
Which is? Conferences, conventions, and special events? I don't know that that is it, because I think those are conferences, and that's when we sponsor a conference. So I don't know that that's the
special line. Events.
Now you have to read the definition.
For the record, this is not to buy RJ and his wife a ticket. I've been invited to sit at other tables already.
That was the next question I had.
So I think it's important that the Congress have representation there. It's a good gesture towards the community. It's something that is attended by, it's a regional event.
Okay, but that's the next question. Worse than having a table there is having a table there and nobody sitting at it.
That is worse.
How many people have committed, can you get to commit to sit at this table?
If it's this Saturday, I'm going to the Osage gathering. Congresswoman Edwards, Congresswoman Pratt, Congresswoman Whitehorn, Congressman Maker, Congressman Tillman are all going to the Osage gathering in Southern California. So I would be curious as to that question too, because I've attended a few events and there has been no one sitting at the table, or one or two.
Well, if the decision, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
If the decision is made, then I would attend.
Two people?
Right.
You've got two?
In my email that, I sent, if I couldn't get interest from congressmen who were not attending, because I know California's going on, I was going to extend the invitation to the staff. That's.
Well, can you get eight, is it eight people or 10 people?
Eight.
Can you get eight people so that we don't have an empty table? That's what, that's one of my main concerns.
Congressman Hamilton, Congressman Walker would be in charge of that.
I'll see to it that the table's full.
Is people from Congress and Landers not? Legislative branch. What?
Could be on vacation.
No, I wanted to know. What line item?
Are you interested in going?
To the Chamber Gala Saturday evening?
Yes.
What line item are you suggesting that this comes out?
Mr. Potts, can you help me answer that question? What would be an appropriate line item for that to come out of?
Would be up to the committee. I'm actually not sure.
Let me look at it.
Can you attend?
I cannot. I've got another Saturday night invite here in the state county. Previous obligation.
Congressman Walker?
Part of the conferences, conventions, special events and meetings, part of that says that and special events related to the activities of a government entity, such as meeting space rental, meeting supplies, offering printing costs, food and beverage costs, hotel, honorarium expenses, employee attendees acting as Osage Nation host representative. Incidentals.
It's funny to be having that line item.
So right now you have 27,000. We do have some outstanding expenses from sessions, so that would be safe and say probably 20,000 this time.
All right, who's making the motion?
So move.
What is the motion?
Purchase a table at the Huska Chamber of Commerce Gala event this Saturday.
Yes, sir.
In the amount of $600?
The amount of $600.
In the name of the Osage Nation.
In the name of the Osage Nation Congress.
Let's do legislative branch.
And legislative branch, both. Same.
All right, there's a motion on the floor, second. We've had discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion, you're welcome. Motion carries. Chair, I'll entertain a motion.
Wait. Remember I asked you to have the agenda?
Yeah, I told you to work with Shannon because I didn't know what you wanted to amend, so
okay.
I didn't get done.
Well, I moved to amend the agenda to include a matter that is brought up in rules and ethics that needs to be addressed.
Okay.
So,
without objection, we're going to amend the agenda.
Can we do that, Shannon?
Okay. And we will have a item 10, Congresswoman Edwards.
Rules and Ethics authorized the chair to request that CA advertise for a professional, qualified professional, to assist the Rules and Ethics Committee with revisions to the removal rule. And so we need authorization of an amount. And if you can get an authorization of an amount, then we'll get the RFP put together. We need to know what amount is available. And this conference needs, and the committee needs to approve that. So did I think $5,000 I'll get it?
I have no clue.
I don't know either. Why can't you give us?
$5,000 is a recommendation.
Okay. So you're making a motion to approve second speaker to?
No, to approve the Rules and Ethics Committee request to hire
Contract.
To contract.
To contract, sorry. A qualified professional to recommend changes to Rule 12.
Would that be better, review and recommend?
Okay, review and recommend changes to Rule 12. In the amount of $5,000. The amount not to exceed $5,000.
Yeah, that motion was, is that a motion?
It was.
Second.
What was the?
To review and recommend.
To review.
Review and recommend.
So it was to approve the Rules Ethics and Aggressment Committee request to contract a qualified professional.
To review and recommend changes to Rule 12 and not to exceed $5,000.
Perfect.
Motion on the floor with the second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 I will, I'm leaving to go out of town Wednesday morning.
I'm going to.
Yeah, we did approve it, but I will keep you all in the loop early next week via email to let you know that we're getting started on it.
There's an email to put in. You don't have to do it. You can do it, but you don't have to. Usually you get the committees to figure out what they want to do. I'll help.
All right.
One more thing. So we got the plans for the office. We just keep for the remodel, but we didn't get very far, so we need to stay on that because we were planning on trying to do that this summer.
We will, I'll address that next week too. I'll get started on everything and let you know where we're at. I plan on trying to have a meeting at least once, if not twice a month. And if we could set at the next meeting, everyone look at their calendars and we'll see what works for the committee. At least once a month. So that we can have set meeting times. And that way, everyone knows we're going to meet on such and such a day. Shanna?
I'm just going to suggest that based on when our Citibank payable comes in, because that is usually a payable that has to be approved by the committee, we are able to get it off the computer on the 13th of every month, so there needs to be a meeting after the 13th.
Okay. We'll look at dates. I'll send something out to you all to kick around a couple of dates. Chair?
Just to note, when June rolls around.
Yeah.
Think about us on, if that works, I'm usually okay on Tuesday. Or even on Wednesday.
Okay.
It is the moving camps on Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay.
Tuesday kind of.
Okay.
Washing my socks.
All right. Chair, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
And the next meeting, we have to include this committee next meeting?
No.
Okay, let me know if something, I need some lead time, so.
Okay. There's the meeting.